In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
We have been invited to witness a story, a sacred story. By witness, we are invited to partake in this story. The one story is a story of great triumph over evil. So it has become our story, a story that has been passed down to us. It started for some of us when we were little children. I remember Easter's having a new dress, a new hat, little white gloves, cute little white socks, and brand new shoes. I think we also got a little purse that went with that. And how excited we were to go to church with everything brand new. And then when I went about 10 or 11, they let me go to the evening service, the one at midnight, which really started at 11, the Easter Vigil. And there was something mysterious about that night. It was dark, and everybody went into church with it dark. And then there were candles and light and amazing music and celebration. And I felt the sacredness. I may not have had the mind to comprehend it all. And yet there was something so special about being part of that night. And over the years, Some Sundays I admit I went on Easter, and others I wasn't there. But it still was part of my story. On Good Friday, we did the Stations of the Cross in Grosse Pointe. And one of the ministers, a young minister who did one of the stations, said he had only been a Christian 8 years, and now he was a minister. So his story started much later than mine did. And yet it was his story too. Because we all have been called home to church, to be with God, to be Christians. And yet, as time goes on, because it's a sacred story, each time we hear it, we get a deepening. And for some of us, it begins to become more. For some, it becomes a spiritual awakening. An awakening within our souls that makes these words of God go deeper and deeper into us, which causes our relationship with God to get stronger and stronger. That's why we go through this, so that we remember what our story is. Jesus started off as a young child, a babe, born of humble beginnings in a stable. We celebrate that at Christmas. And then we heard as a young boy of about 12, he gets lost or left behind because he's teaching. He wants to know about the words that he was raised with, the sacred stories of the Old Testament. And then, as he approaches the age of 30, his mother sort of pushes him out of the nest. She says, "It's time. It's time for you to change the water into wine. It's time for your first miracle." He said, "I'm not ready." And she said, "He'll do it." Because that's what mothers do. We have to cause our children to fly. But that's part of our story. And then we heard his teachings. Throughout the year, we hear them over and over. And we hear what was left behind with the epistles, the rest of the stories that were told about Jesus. Because we need to remember, Jesus' story is triumph over evil. And even today, we must triumph over evil. We must be the light of Christ in the world. That's what we're called to do. We are to embrace the sacredness of this story and make it our own, that we carry it so deeply in our heart that it just causes everything to blossom forward, and that our light shines because we have God within us. We are carrying the story forward. And as we carry this story forward, we know that this resurrection was not the end for us either, but a new beginning. Because although we are asked to live full out in this lifetime, we know when God calls us home that we will live for eternity. Jesus will be there to greet us. And then we will be with God and all those beings who have lived before us. And we will wait for our friends and family who will come after us. Because it's not an end to the story. And we remember this story because of all those who came before us, who have carried it forward. And after we die, there will be a new generation that will carry this story forward. Because it's not an end to this story. With Jesus' resurrection, it was a life, a new beginning. This is our sacred story. This is as much a part of us as it is a part of Jesus' story. It's a story of love. It's a story of hope. It's a story of salvation. It's a gift given to us that we are to share with the world. That is what the good news is. Jesus lives so that we can live. And that is the beauty of Easter. It's a reminder that within the very essence of our being, we are the story. Amen.
Amen.